I shall grant you your wish.
I don't believe it.
What's happening?
Why, Doctor, what an unexpected pleasure. Your TARDIS, I presume.
Okay, Doctor, this was a really bad idea.
Quiet, Ed. I'm warning you, I'm in no mood for banter, Master.
I can assure you, Doctor, you have me wrong. The trap may have been a deception, but perhaps it was a good trap to spring if it means I finally have your help.
What?
And what big teeth you have, Grandma. This is all a bit familiar, Doctor. You can't take all this seriously. It's the Master!
Wait a moment, Ed. You need my help?
Of course. The Clear Waters Society, those continuity-obsessed misfits, were just a decoy. The universe is in danger, Doctor. It is ruptured, and future damage is echoing back through time.
That would explain that message we received through time.
Well, of course. I'd be surprised if the doomed future hadn't already tried to reach out to you for help. And who better than the Doctor? The Time Lord that has saved the planet at the heart of the Time Well so many times before.
What's a Time Well?
As I said, it's a rupture. A hole in the fabric of space and time, from this universe to the next. And it's spreading. You might already have encountered one of the tears ripping out from the main well. But it's the Time Well itself that needs to be closed, or the next universe will suck our own through it.
And the planet that the Time Well is on? You said I'd saved it many times before.
Is it Earth?
No.
Really?
No, not really. Of course it's Earth, young boy. Where else could it be?
Master, give Ed the coordinates and prepare the TARDIS.
You know how dangerous this is, Doctor.
Do you think I'd be cooperating with you if I didn't? What's the matter, Ed? Not going to question me?
No, I'm not sure why, but I think we need to do this.
After you, Doctor.
Oh my goodness.
Your favourite planet isn't looking too good at this point in its history.
What? This is Earth?
I'm afraid so, Ed.
It's not the shiny day-glow future I imagined. Where are all the towers, the people, the hover cars?
Looks like some of the more unscrupulous of the universe's races are taking advantage of time unravelling at the seams.
Wax Squad Delta will proceed to mining area. Move.
Daleks!
Quiet! They'll hear you, you idiot!
Intruders! Intruders! Pursue and exterminate! Exterminate!
Too late! Run! They're getting closer!
Seek! Locate! Exterminate!
This way, and quickly! The Daleks will not follow us.
Can only lead us into more danger.
Well, if you'd prefer to stay with the Daleks, feel free.
On the other hand, I like a mysterious stranger who'll lead us to safety.
Shush, listen. So it's here.
What the hell is it? It makes me feel strange, like nothing matters anymore.
The Time Well. To have seen the heart of the well is to have touched infinity itself.
Odd. We should have been able to feel that when we landed.
The heart of the well has odd effects, even on time sensitives like ourselves. The natural laws are being pulled out of shape, and everything you once took for granted can no longer be guaranteed. Not here. Not at the center of the time well.
I see. It's a fascinating temporal phenomenon rippling out across the universe. All those times you've worked to save this planet, Doctor, and now it's at the center of the destruction of the entire universe. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Think, yes. There's got to be a way to fix the breach.
It's a hole. Can't you just fill it?
And how do you suggest we fill a gap in reality itself?
Ah, I thought that'd be too obvious somehow.
A hole in space-time. A breach in the universe itself.
You must have something in the TARDIS that could help.
Not for something like this, Ed. This is big. Bigger than ever before. I really think this could be the end.
But you do have the TARDIS.
No.
Yes, Doctor. Stop kidding yourself. You know it's the only way you can save the whole of reality.
There must be another way.
Oh, be pragmatic, Doctor. You know there's only one way to solve this problem. It can only be capped by a vast discharge of chronon energy.
So where do we get one?
Oh, the Doctor knows, don't you? Only he doesn't want to admit it's the only way. He likes to cling to the woolly hope there'll be a last-minute solution. But this is the time for hard, rational action, not simple-minded optimism. The TARDIS, Doctor.
But...
No buts, Doctor. There is no other way. You must pilot your TARDIS into the very heart of the breach, and then destroy it!
It's just finally time for you to realise how much you mean to me.
That's enough, Scott.
I don't understand!
Well, I love you. I can't help it. I always have. I know you aren't exactly Brad Pitt or Jesse Spencer.
Or even Frank Spencer.
But it doesn't matter. I've always known, deep in my heart, there's just you.
Haven't you worked it out yet, Scott? This isn't Nick. Nick is dead. His time has gone. Even Razalon hasn't the power to bring him back. It's just a projection. Look.
What's happening?
The Doctor speaks the truth. I can but give you one last glance of your true love. And no more.
So, what am I supposed to do? How can I live my life knowing I can't have you?
Do you claim immortality, visitor to the tomb of Razalon?
Yes! Yes, I do!
You shall have it.
No!
Do it now!
Still as a stone alongside all the others. He looks so, so peaceful.
And now he'll live forever inside a slab of stone.
That's horrible.
Did you have to do that?
It was his wish. Now it is time for you to depart. The game of Razalon is over. For now.
But my past self, and Ed, Lord, they're still at the end of time. The universe still needs saving.
You must leave them to fight their battle. Regardless of the outcome, it is your future, Doctor.
Very well.
Hang on a minute. Look, I don't understand diddly squat dibner about, well, anything, but... The way I see it, if there's a Doctor out there, and an Ed, and they need our help, then we should go!
You're right. You don't understand, Rob. We must leave.
But we can't just go!
It's time to say goodbye.
So now the TARDIS is here. I can't believe you're going to go through with this insanity. Plunge the TARDIS into the middle of that huge, great trans-temporal whirlpool.
It's apt, I suppose. My oldest friend and I going out together.
Oh, you sentimental fool.
And you're not going alone.
Yes, I am. I've made up my mind.
Listen, Doctor, it's a ship. Those crackpots from the Clearwaters Appreciation Society must have have had another time capsule stashed away.
Don't move, Doctor!
June River, what are you doing here?
And Lionel Langdon, no less. It's like I'm in I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here.
I always like to make an entrance, Doctor.
Doctor, what are those electronic screens? It's like some kind of control station has risen up around us, with the time well at its centre.
Shouldn't you be dead?
I'm a soap star, darling. We all get resurrected in the end. A good villain can always be recast.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, it's all one big joke to you, isn't it, darling? Soon you won't be laughing.
Look, this is all very nice, but I've still got to save the universe, and I've only got a few minutes to do it in.
The more things change.
Ever feel your life is getting just a little samey? Maybe it really is time to go.
You're going nowhere.
Actually, Lionel, he is straight into the time well.
Oh, no, you don't. A gun! I don't think I can last much longer.
Ed, no!
And take that!
I will not be denied my revenge!
And that's what you call a cliffhanger ending.
Are you lot going to challenge me too, Lionel?
No. She was always a mad old hag. We're better off without her.
Will you do one more thing for me?
Anything, Doctor. We owe you that.
Take Ed away with you, somewhere safe, away from all this.
But Doctor, I...
No buts, Ed. It's time to say goodbye. Don't forget when we are. I'll see you soon.
Ah, wibbly wobbly thing again. You mean the rest of my time with you is still in my future, don't you? You know, maybe I'm getting the hand of this time travel lark after all. Catch you earlier, Cocker.
Optimistic, Doctor.
Bye, Ed. Take care now.
Oh, what a magnificent performance, Doctor. I'm touched. I really am.
We've still got a job to do.
We?
Yes. I'm not letting you out of my sight. Come on.
Not so fast. Oof. A Stettenheim remote control. Oh, Doctor, you will save the universe, but you needn't think I'm going with you. Now, my friends.
Confirm TARDIS on course for time well.
Of course. As the Doctor might say, it's on preset coordinates.
Excellent! And the universe will be left in enough chaos for us to assume control!
Dang! Useless bit of antiquated space junk.
Hey, cut that out, Grandad. That's a Bang & Olufsen. It's not like we can pop out and get a replacement.
But it's cut out before the end, and just as it was getting good too. I feel kind of cheated. Now I'll never know who all of us was.
Will you calm down? Your pacemaker isn't indestructible, you know. In fact, you're lucky to be here at all.
You don't need to tell me that, Ed, my boy. Snatched back from the jaws of death by that miracle surgeon? Why, he seemed to appear out of nowhere. And good job he did too, or I'd have been a goner. Come to think of it, he disappeared just as quick. Didn't even want paying. Funny guy.
It is annoying. You acquire a collection of CDs, and the end of the last one is missing. I think that might just bug me to my dying day now.
The last one? You mean they've stopped arriving?
I'm afraid so. I'm rather worried. As you know, these CDs are the only record I have with my time with the Doctor, and they've kept on appearing outside the palace gates every few months or so, until this one, The Next Universe.
Nice cover!
I can't help but think, you know, if this is the last one a series, what happened to the Doctor? Maybe this is his very last adventure. The one where he...
Hang about! That doesn't make sense! Are you saying he's documented his life, right up to his last moments? But when would he have time to edit it all together? Add all the music and those fiddly little sound effects that he must have spent literally hours hunting for? Are you saying he took time out of his last hours to do all that?
You're thinking of time as being linear, Grandad. Who knows how the Doctor ever did half the amazing things he did?
Well, that's true, my boy. Maybe it's just beyond our comprehension.
What? Now, wait a moment. Years of opulent luxury and negotiating non-threatening diplomacy agreements have turned my brain soft. We can work this out. What happened in the story, up to the point at which the CD stopped?
Well, I fell asleep for a bit in the middle.
What can you remember, then? Now, I just got home safely, that's good. That bit probably leads into one of the other adventures. For the sake of argument, we'll say my scenes were set somewhere in the middle of Once Upon a Time Lord.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Let's just put that out there until someone else comes along and refutes it. And the Doctor, the future Doctor, had just been tricked by the Master into flying into the very heart of the Time Well. How am I doing so far?
So far, so exciting.
But what on earth happened to him? From what I could make out, the Time Well was just one of the gateways that opened up to a whole new universe, like the one engineered into a portal for Tor Goraine's Kilraxian war fleet.
What?
Oh, that was in Asylum. You were washing your socks, so I'll listen to that on my own.
Well, a brand new universe sure would be fun to explore.
If he survived. Ah, Doctor, what on earth happened to you? Did you even make it?
I'm sorry, Ed, but I guess we'll never know now.
I'll miss these CDs, you know. Oh, sure, there are a few ropey ones, but they always... Well, they were always fun, weren't they?
Sure you will, but a lot of things are defined by their ending, you know. Everything has its time and everything ends.
You're right as usual, old Pops. Come on then, let's go. It's not all bad. I'll always have the memories.
And don't call me old Pops!
Confirm TARDIS on course for Time Well.
Of course. As the Doctor might say, it's on preset coordinates.
Excellent! And the universe will be left in enough chaos for us to assume control!
And the Doctor will soon be dead. Even that fellow can't escape heading through a hole in the universe.
So, a trap. How predictable.
Alert! Alert! The oncoming storm!
And I bet you can close the timer with this Dalek-engineered time-locking equipment in a few seconds flat. My sacrifice will have been for nothing.
What? But... you're in the TARDIS!
One of me, perhaps. You see, my old friend Rob persuaded other me that he couldn't just leave me to sort out his battles.
Hello there.
Particularly as I have a vested interest in his well-being, you might say. He is my future, after all.
You mean the Doctor in the TARDIS is the later you?
Yes. I was all set to save the universe myself, but I'm afraid he bundled me out of the way and took my place while your back was turned.
Oh, Doctor, you are being incredibly dim. You'll still die. You've only postponed the inevitable.
Doctor, he's right. We came back to help, but we're too late.
Perhaps, but I didn't come back to help myself. I came back to stop you.
No! That's my Doctor up there, heading to his death!
30 seconds until time capsule seals breach.
Don't just stand there and chatter. Destroy this Doctor as well, you fool. Two for the price of one, shall we say.
Exterminate!
Missed. Poor shot.
One of these controls will stop the breach. I can still save my Doctor.
Rob, it's too dangerous. Get out of here. We'll find another way. You've shut down the shielding, now we'll all be sucked in.
You stupid, ignorant human idiot!
What is happening here? The well!
I'm so sorry! I tried to close it down! Oh, I've screwed up again, haven't I?
But it was all under control. Activate program beta.
Oh, Rob. Always getting it wrong.
Time well closing down. 10 seconds till total shutdown.
Rob, get back. There'll be one final rush before the well closes. Get back.
I don't want to be Robbie wrong pants. I want to get it right, just once.
Let go of me, you little idiot.
No, you've caused enough trouble.
Rob, get back. Get away from here.
There we are. Table all laid out and chicken nuggets ready to go.
Will Robbie be home soon?
Oh yes, Molly. Of course he will. Look, I've laid out the table ready.
Where is he?
Well, he's off travelling with his friends. Don't you remember? The Doctor and Nick. Bless him. He thinks I don't understand when he tells me. He makes out he's in New Zealand or the Bongo Bongos, but I'm not as daft as he thinks. Oh, my poor Robbie. He was always a bit... well, it wasn't him. Other people just didn't understand him. But when he first went off with the Doctor, that was the first time I really saw him come alive.
The Doctor sounds nice.
Oh, he is. Robbie only ever really came out of himself when he'd been off with the Doctor. I'd hear him telling his friend Emma on the phone about all the wonderful things he'd seen. I used to wish he'd tell me all those things, and we could have shared them together. But a mother wants a lot of things she can't have. To be honest, right now I'd just settle for him home.
When will he be home?
Well, you see that clock up there? When the big hand reaches the 12 and the little hand reaches the 3, that's when he'll come home. He's never late. And he won't be in a time machine. Oh, Robbie, I do miss you. I don't think you ever realise quite how much. Now, let's watch the clock together.
It was your game all along, wasn't it, sir?
It was. The Daleks and the Master had set their trap. But that trap was in itself my bait. The beta program closed the time well and took them with it. But I didn't calculate on you both coming back. I would have been able to close the well before the TARDIS got pulled through.
The TARDIS was lost. My future. And the Doctor?
The next universe. In whatever state he's in after his journey, of course. It's not thoroughly pleasant. Very bumpy.
How do you...
My dear Doctor, that would be telling.
It all seems calm. Too calm. I wonder if I've got time for one last cup of tea before... There, old girl. We're going to be okay, for the moment, anyway.
Our challenge, Doctor. You spoil us. Come on, Rob, be optimistic. It might be something different for a change.
This doesn't make sense. The readings say we're caught in a contracting field of chronons, but that can't be. Should be expanding outwards, consuming everything, unless... And this is when I really wish there was someone here to talk to. Oh, I've been a stupid old doctor. I should have realised. Trap. I'm getting old. If I can't spot one of the masters... No time for that cuppa then. Right, let me see. If I try and set the coordinates and dematerialise, I might be able to... No good. We're trapped in a contracting universe. Oh, hang on. What's that? A glimmer of hope? The proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. The next universe. Kronon radiation. A brand new universe. And it looks like I won't live to explore it now. Shame. No more tomorrows. Not time for goodbyes. Just me. My oldest friend. Look after me, old girl. There's still loads I've got to do. It's been fun.
Too many enemies would delight in your death. What about the Macra?
Oh, Doctor, it's typical of you to just go and regenerate. You have to pull through!
What was it you always used to say to us, Doctor? Brave hats?
You never struck me as a man to call in his debts, Doctor.
You mustn't die, Doctor!
You're needed! You mustn't die, Doctor! Besides which, you owe me a kiss!
You are a wise man, Doctor.
Baron?
Good luck, Doctor.
No, Doctor, you must die. Die, Doctor. Die. Die.
Now let's see, what have we got this time?